Ooh.
Beacon Bad.
That was good. You added a like bit of extra there. Final.
It's a bit like a, what's those like, you remember those Oompa Men's? Like, Oompa. They have the kick drum on the back, don't they?
Oh, yeah, like a one-man band. Like a,
yeah, one-man band.
Is that what you are?
I'm a bloody... Yeah, I'm a one-man band.
Same.
Welcome to Bacon Bad. Oh, I'm feeling a bit emotional.
It's, well, it's the final week of the Great British Bake Off.
We're late because we've just been reeling from the result, really.
We're reeling, and you know what? At first I was like, you know, it's the final, we're a bit late, it's not good, but I think what it allows us is some perspective. And
perspective,
I've
yeah.
been looking at Twitter for first. I haven't really looked at Twitter much because we're always doing the podcast after.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I think at the end... Yeah. Maybe we can have some more like reactions on the series as a whole.
Because obviously we had the hot takes from the live from Hollywood app.
We had so many hot takes.
People, that I still am perplexed by that woman that was like, I don't support the show anymore because thingy's in it. I thought it was a bit weird, wasn't it?
Very political.
Very.
Well, she described herself as not watching for political reasons.
And then we thought, here we go.
I thought it was going to be an actual political reason.
Like a bloody, I don't know, getting on the soapbox.
Oh, it's funded by Saudi or something.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah. Prue's got slaves.
Yeah, well.
Something like that.
I wouldn't be surprised.
For Hollywood, probably does. We're joking for libraries.
Paul, we love you and your bakery. We even liked the disgusting pies you had.
Just dry, but spicy and sweet and yeah.
That chorizo pie, mate, was disgusting.
It wasn't good, was it?
I feel we were in the moment. Marek had just been nice to us.
Yeah, he'd done such a good sell that our taste buds were numbed.
That pie was genuinely disgusting.
You didn't enjoy it at all. It
had a weird taste.
Did you have like some issues afterwards or anything?
No. Okay. The only issues were psychological. I can still taste it now.
Oh, God. Right. Shall we, just before we start, because obviously I'm Ross Drummond.
I'm Harry Monaghan. That's me. Hey.
Hey. No Sean Ford for the final episode, which is...
What a shame.
...is really sad. But he has written us a letter that I feel like we should read out at the start of the show, if that's all right with you, Harry.
I would love that. I'd love it
so
if we did that.
Probably just going to drop the music in a little bit now. There we go.
Very nice.
Dearest Ross and Harry, I'm currently in Glasgow, spreading the gospel of Bacon Bad to its frankly uninterested habitants. But their indifference has not stopped me from reflecting, much like God on the seventh day, on the past 10 weeks. From collapsing cakes to the teary-eyed Terry, to the rise of Rahul and the whoring of handshakes, to Ruby baking with all the grace of a trainee town crier, this season very much lived up to the hype, and then some, and showed the haters where to shove their ill will. And for that I have to thank Paul, Prue, Noel, Sandy, and the top brass of Channel 4 for taking a punt on the scrappy dog that is the Great British Bake Off. And lastly, to my delightful co-host Ross Drummond and the 100% attendance award winner Harry Monaghan. Just like the Bake Off contestants, we entered this journey as sworn enemies, but left after 10 weeks as lifelong friends. Here are my ingredients for an unforgettable podcast. 3 best friends, a loving fan base, a touch of charm, a dash of casual racism, and several £100 of audio equipment. Baked it 420 degrees. High times. That's me. As cliche as it sounds, no matter who wins this evening, they're all winners in my eyes. All except Dan. Fuck you, Dan. Yours forever, Sean Ford.
That was great. I loved it. And I think
it summed
it up perfectly.
Totally, right?
Yeah, this ride we've been on, this series, and we've got, but it's not over, is it? We've got one final episode, the finale.
And then we've got some exciting news at the end of the episode.
Oh.
Teaser, how do you like that?
Hello.
Hi.
So, I guess we should start where you should always start, unless you're Christopher Nolan, which is the beginning. little film joke.
What film are you referring to?
Batman All Begins. Of them.
What about Batman Begins? Because that's kind of right at the start, isn't it? So you've just to be
I still
pedantic.
Feel like that has non-linear storytelling.
Yeah, no, I think you're right. Yeah, yeah.
As does all his films.
All of his films.
You know, most recently Dunkirk.
Dunkirk, yeah.
I mean, I love it. I'm not having a go.
He likes to put, what's his name, in a mask, doesn't he?
Tom Hardy.
Tom Hardy, always.
Eye acting.
Yeah.
I did some eyes there.
Acting there. I quite enjoyed it. Oscar worthy, that. Let's film it in IMAX.
Yeah. 3D. 4D.
Smell-o-vision. Right. I've written, it's the final. How far we've come.
Yeah. And they show a little sort of roundup of all the contestants, their ups and downs.
Yeah.
Remind you that Ruby was so close to going out week one.
I forgot all about that.
Which is, I mean, this is why, because this is, I think I've said in last episode, I'm backing Ruby. Ruby never was a favourite throughout, but I love how she just sort of is in the final somehow.
Right, yeah, yeah. How has she done that?
That's why I was back. Although I like them all.
But that's the thing. That's the luck of the draw, isn't it? Bryony would have been gone Breadweek if it wasn't for Terry.
Yeah. You know.
So I know.
Raoul could have gone if...
her mum wasn't praying to God so much.
Yeah.
So
got man on to just not bake what she was supposed to bake for a whole week.
Divine intervention.
Yeah, so it's bread week. What are you baking, man, on?
French
stuff.
I'm
doing a pan au chocolat.
Yeah. Ooh, not even a baguette. No. Just pan au chocolat. No, bake what I know. So, yeah. All the bakers have been star baker twice.
Yeah. It's
even. Tight final.
Evenly matched.
I like they did a mega handshake compilation for Rahul.
Yeah.
Do you see that?
He's had the most handshakes.
Ever.
Is it?
Probably
this series.
Well, he's because obviously Paulie has been going.
Yeah,
buddy,
he's had one a week.
All about.
So first, the signature as always, and two batches of donuts, ring and filled.
Yeah.
Do you want to know something about me?
Go on.
Love a donut.
Who doesn't love donuts?
Would be my treat of choice, sweet treat of choice.
Have you ever? When was the last time you tried to have like an iced? Not an ice donut, you know, like a sugar. What are they called when they're just dead sugary? I guess that's just a donut, isn't it?
Just a sugar ring.
Yeah, and then not lick your lips. Do you remember doing that as a kid?
I remember.
Oh, it's hard.
It's good. It's hard. I definitely could do it now, though, because
we still go on. Why?
I'm not a monkey. Like, I have self control.
I don't think you could. The immense pressure.
I could.
You're bragging now. I think you're getting a bit cocky.
So
if only I had some sugar donuts, and I don't. I teased that like I was. We still need for our epic banquet episode that we'll do one day.
Yeah. We need to write down some things we need for the banquet.
Ring donuts to finish.
Yeah,
we'll be up there.
Challenges.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Bailey's and a bay leaf, obviously. Two batches of beautifully iced donuts. Not bling.
Yeah, they've got to be uniform.
Yeah.
They've got to be well decorated.
Six filled, six rings. There was so much opportunity to do a filling your ring joke there.
Yeah. Bit much for Bake Off, even this season of Bake Off.
Yeah.
Fill your ring. They're not gonna.
Raoul, would you like your ring filled? Like something like that.
Oh yeah, and he'd be like, "Why is everyone laughing at ring filled?"
Yeah, exactly. Raoul never had a donut.
That
in his
was
life.
Quite a good
that
Raoul.
Was good.
Though.
Yeah,
that
I
just came
it.
Out.
Yeah, yeah,
I'll never be able to do it again. No. That's me with impressions.
Why is
you know.
Everyone... Yeah, I can't do it. Yeah, it's so soft.
Soft.
Never had a donut in his life. Raoul said.
Yeah, I like that. And he says, I've seen them, but I've never eaten them because they just look like deep fried bread.
I'm not going to eat that.
What they are.
That is what they are, oh. Deep fried. But then, not to sound kind of like, but I'm pretty sure Rose Indian, right?
Yeah.
Indian
they deep
cuisine,
fry a lot.
They deep fry a lot of stuff. So I was a bit perplexed by that.
But just not bread, I guess. And then it's sweet.
I'm sure I've had something like that in like Indian food. What do I know? I'm just a simple British man with traditional British values. So
yeah.
Donuts.
Well, if you could say India and Scotland have something in common, it's the
deep
love
frying.
Of deep frying.
Yeah, absolutely. Kindred spirits. And obviously, so he'd never had a donut and he thought, I'm going to bash a load of buttercream on the top, which was like, they got a few looks from Paul.
They were like, oh, this is you. Yeah, you haven't had a donut, have you? Because that doesn't sound good.
No, does not sound good at all.
Just put some icing on, mate.
Yeah, just icing, and he's put this big buttercream. Yeah, it's like, no,
so
too much.
Oily.
You put what you want in the middle on the top.
Yeah,
it's like biting into a big thing of sugar.
Get it in my moustache.
And then the big. Would you be able to lick that? Would you be able to resist the lick of
but
that?
But then his filled one sounds good. It's mango creme pâtissière filled donut.
Yeah, lovely. Sounds really nice. And then the biggest reveal for me for this whole episode, maybe the whole series.
Yeah.
David and Liz.
Yeah, we have Rahul at home with Dave.
I say
and
at
Liz.
Home in inverted commas.
At their home.
Their home.
Yeah. Rahul had met David at work, right? Yeah. At the lab. I assume that's what he does. Mm. He works in a lab.
Dr. Rahul, yeah.
And he says, because Sandy asks him, have you got anyone coming today?
Yeah.
And he says, well, I don't have my family, but David and Liz, who are like my family here, are coming. And then they, honestly,
you think,
I loved
like
it.
A couple of like young fellow scientists? No. 50, 60-year-old people.
Who were sort of his faux parents.
Faux parents.
I loved it, though, and I just loved their relationship.
David said, and I quote, I would have a poorer life if I hadn't met Rahul.
And he sort of choked up as
well. He did, didn't he?
That was sweet. Sad. It was really
there's
nice.
There's some sadness, in that tale, but...
Yeah. I think that's the thing. That's why it's nice, though, because it's... You could tell they probably needed someone, and he's alone in the country and has obviously, benefited a lot from their friendship, and I think it's
lovely.
A great thing.
It's lovely. It feels like, in these trying times, this,
the outcasts, the misfits.
Brexit, kind of,
there's someone for all of us.
And, yeah, we can all find our own David and Liz one day.
Yeah, I hope so.
What I thought, there's another bit I wrote here, because he's quite chatty this episode.
Yeah.
It felt like a turn, like the Rahul, which I feel will now be the kind of TV personality, arrived today.
Yeah. He was, I think the last 2 weeks he's been extra grumpy and sad and negative, but I feel like he's in the final. I think that some of the pressure was gone.
He refers to himself in the third person.
He goes,
you know, Rahul, it's Rahul stress, which, I mean, the only people that refer to themselves in the third person are
Rahul. The Rock.
Obnoxious sports entertainers and Rahul, who drinks milk when he gets stressed out.
That's why he's so strong.
What I would have loved if it was like just back to him and Sheffield pumping iron again, his week of training.
Yeah, if he got really muscular,
just ripped by the end of the thing.
Why not?
Didn't though, did he? Sort of, yeah.
And then we have Kim Joy,
amaretto filled,
and a lemon ring. Ooh. She's using the same dough for both.
Yeah.
Which is the safe option, isn't it?
Yeah, and she's putting, kooky, few bees on them. Why is she putting bees on, Harry? Bees on her donuts?
Because she calls her boyfriend Bee.
Yeah.
And then, what do we have? It's Ruby at home.
Ruby at home with her boyfriend. Now, you've seen her boyfriend before, haven't you?
I have, yeah. He's
Nabil.
Works in a comic book shop.
Of course he does.
How did they meet, Ross?
They met at Board Gaming Club.
Yes, they did.
Which, look,
can I tell you something, Ross?
Yeah, go on.
I'm into board games.
Perhaps you can find love at a board gaming club. I am as well. I enjoy board games. What's your favourite board game?
Well, look, I'm new into the world of board games.
Catan? Settlers of Catan?
It's what are known as the gateway games. Which is sort of, because in the board game, look, I'm going to give you some insight into board games.
This is a bacon
in
exclusive.
The board game sort of community, Monopoly is looked down on as the worst game.
That is like the.
It's just like a
commercial
terribly,
radio of board games.
Terribly balanced game, like the kind of. Yeah. Whereas then there's the games like Settlers of Catan,
well,
which
that train
might
one,
Ticket to Ride.
Ticket to Ride.
So I like those
awful
two.
At that.
I'm trying to get into more games.
I used to live.
Fun, aren't they?
with someone that played Settlers of Catan
yeah.
and Ticket to Ride. I played Ticket to Ride once and so bad at it, like so shit.
Well, I'm really good at it.
Of course you are.
So,
and I just haven't got the logic for that. Whereas Monopoly, I enjoy. Because it's not really about luck, it's about mental manipulation.
Yeah.
And I'm great at that.
It's like you choose the weak one and everyone's just trying to squeeze. Get a deal with them.
Yeah, exactly. Whereas like Catan, you need skill and logic.
Planning.
I don't have any of that.
Maybe we should do a board games podcast where we play a board game. 6-hour episodes.
Just we could live stream it on Twitch. They do that.
I'm up for it.
Oh my god. 3 viewers.
Look, guys, if you want to
the crossover there, if you enjoyed Breaking Bad, you're gonna love Harry beating Ross at every board game under the sun.
Well, we talked before about doing like a, this is just behind the curtain
just
for the
yeah,
listeners,
behind the
about doing like a classic video games podcast where we do like a tournament.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was sort of secretly pulling for this because I know I'll win. Should we do Tekken 3? I'm really good at Tekken 3, like genuinely.
Right, okay. No, I would just be pressing like square and X together to do the special moves.
Oh, I block it.
What about FIFA? I'm quite good at FIFA.
I'm good at FIFA. I mean, Rob Beckett does that though, doesn't he?
Oh, okay, never mind then.
We could do FIFA though.
Get Rob Beckett on. Rob, what are you up to? Do you want to play FIFA 19?
Kim Joy at home.
So what I did think, because I'd never seen Nabil before, he's done well for himself, hasn't he?
Very much so. He's seems like well, I they did seem like they had a lovely relationship.
Lovely,
because he's like, oh, it's heaven. It's like having a bakery in your house constantly, yeah. And then
when he looks like
he tastes.
Yeah, he looks like he's tasted a few of them.
He looks like he's tasted a few, and he tastes another one. Then she says, "What do you think of that?" And he says, 10 out of 10. And then he sort of gives her a handshake, like yeah. for Hollywood. She loves it.
Probably the most sexual contact she gives him for the week.
Oh,
some sort
well.
Of like strange feeder relationship, maybe.
I wouldn't be surprised.
Now you also saw EJ.
EJ, yeah,
EJ, Kim Jo's mate. Now she comes back at the end. I don't know. I'm gonna save myself because that fucking fury, you know exactly what I'm talking about, don't you?
Well,
you saw EJ in the garden at the end. You saw what she was wearing, didn't you?
No, what was she?
Right, we'll talk about it.
Okay, so
because I mean,
just keep EJ in our minds.
EJ, Kim Joy's mate. What do you think is the most Kim Joy thing you could wear? And then have a think about that now and see if you can remember it when we get to the end of it. So anyway, she's got the ring donuts, and then we've got Ruby.
We got Ruby, and she is doing 2 different doughs.
Dolce de leche.
I love dolce de leche.
Yeah, yeah. I think
really
I used
tasty.
To wear that as a perfume.
Sweet and creamy.
Spicy.
What? And then a raspberry and cardamom.
Sniff my neck. It's covered in wasps. Yeah, raspberry and cardamom. Now, I like this. Took the week off work.
Brilliant.
Love it.
That's what you got to do.
Absolutely. I'd have taken the 10 weeks off. I'd have gone sabbatical. I'm on Bake Off, guys.
I'd say if you did that, you'd have a good chance of winning.
Oh, my God. Yeah, can you imagine?
If you could practice like
go
every
on,
day.
Go on, like, enroll at bakery school. Like, yeah, you've got the call up for Bake Off. It starts in 4 weeks. Like, right, bang. Get me on every, like, course in London. That's like, yeah, here's how to do this. Yeah. Start temping at Patisserie Valerie or something, you know?
Yeah, so she's making them, and she's Paul's favourite. I got from this.
Yeah,
well, he loves her.
Well, I think
he's
know why.
Yeah,
she's great. Baby.
I'd say I wouldn't be surprised if he made a move.
Definitely.
But I can also imagine Ruby absolutely shutting him down without.
Yeah. Keeping him at arm's length.
Yeah,
because she's sassy. I like
she's
Ruby.
Sassy.
Ruby's my favourite, I think. She's cool, calm, but what I would say, Ruby at home doesn't do anything for the old.
Ruby at home, I mean, her mum looks exactly the same
yeah,
as
I was
her.
Like...
And she said she'll be the proudest mum ever.
Tearing up, won't she?
If she wins. So, yeah. Big if.
I liked that they were looking at, like, you know, it's like looking at the old school reports. trying to find, like, sort of like they were trying to write her biopic.
Yeah, but the school reports were just like, oh yeah, she's
hard working,
does the job,
turned up on time.
It's classic Ruby.
And then she had all those positive post-it notes on her fridge. Do you see those?
Yeah.
I didn't like that. Didn't care for that.
You didn't like it? I thought it was fun.
Have you got any positive post-it notes on your fridge?
No, I've just got... No, I don't really have anything.
I've got magnets and stuff.
Oh, yeah, pictures. You've got some, like, Polaroid magnets.
It's nice, isn't it?
Yeah.
Kooky.
Memories.
Sort of like Kim Joy would have, maybe. Her in the different cakes she's made, and then her boyfriend just giving her the thumbs up
at Disneyland, and she's like wearing Minnie Mouse ears.
Oh, and he's dressed up as Goofy, maybe.
Could do.
What were the results then? Well, one last thing I wanted to say. No, never mind.
I do have a thing.
Oh, please do.
Ruby, all right, so they're stressing, they're finishing up.
Yeah.
Ruby, oh, her donut's a bit wonky. What's she done? Get the scissors out, give it a trim.
Did she give him a trim?
That's a Ruby special.
I missed it. Trim it up.
Yeah, she gave it a trim, which I thought was a great way to
I enjoy end. This because the deep fat fryer, one of the things I do not own and I desperately would love to own, again, not to be cliched, is a deep fat fryer.
Yeah, it'd be great. You could just make like chips
all the time. Chips.
I would eat chips so much.
I would eat so much, like fried chicken. I'd make fried chicken all the time. It's dead easy to make.
Yeah.
And it's like chicken, you buy chicken and you're like, I've got to prep it, and it never tastes very nice, you know, like when you grill it, it's like, oh, I've made it too dry, I've overcooked it. Deep fat fry it, forget about it. Delicious.
Yeah, it's
Mars
true.
Bars. I made deep fried Mars bars once.
Good.
So good, because it's like salted caramel, isn't it? It's just salty batter and then something sweet, and and they're melted in the middle, so they just, we'll just pop them in.
You should get one.
Do you see how excited
we
I'm
could
getting
do a deep? We could get a YouTube channel.
Yeah,
where we deep fat fry different things.
Will it fry?
That's a good.
That's not a bad channel.
That's a channel.
Let's do it.
Just different foods.
Fryer drum.
All right, so they're tasting now.
Yeah,
Kim Joy's up. Not uniform, but the decoration is good. Overall. Good job.
Yeah, nice colour, great texture, great flavour. Lots of filling, very almondy.
Mm.
Do you like almond?
Yeah, I do, yeah.
Have you been to America? Have you ever had an almond joy?
I have. No, what's that?
Just like almond with like a bit of creamy, like coconutty stuff. I love them.
I don't know them. I wouldn't even know what you are.
Describe that size there. What's that? It's like, it's kind of almost like, kind of like a celebration size, like a mini Mars bar celebration, but then with an almond on top.
Ooh.
So that bottom bit is like, imagine like a bit bigger than a Bounty celebration, and then they've like, the Bounty has like fallen asleep on top of itself, and then it's been covered by chocolate.
Oh, is it coconut or?
It's coconutty in the middle.
Is it?
Yeah. It's delicious. Almond joy.
Wow.
Almond, if you will, to, you know, for our English listeners.
No, I wouldn't say that.
You wouldn't say almond. You say almond.
Almond, yeah. Oh. It's got an L in it.
Yeah, but... All right. who's up next?
Ruby.
What's this in?
Nice
that?
Texture. Bit too sweet.
Yeah.
Underfilled donuts. Mm. Bit boring. She hasn't done well here.
Well, she goes, I don't even think... She goes, I don't think I filled that one. The one they tested, she didn't even fill.
No, the one she cuts open a different one.
And it wasn't filled.
And it wasn't filled, but they just didn't...
Yeah, she got
taste
lucky.
That one, and that's classic Ruby. So that was good.
Winging it. Week off, paid off by the looks of it.
And then Rahul, they look great. The buttercream looks good, but it's not, it just doesn't go. And they're underproved. But then the filled donut with the mango is really good. So he's sort of half and half there. One's not great, one's really good.
Yeah, oh, of course, that great bit with their Noel. And he pops the mango. He goes, oh, you've got mango on your collar and you're having a fruity affair.
Yeah, no, because he says, your wife's going to think you're having an affair with a mango.
Oh, yeah.
And he says, no, I would never have a fruity affair.
Raul says that.
Yeah.
Who
That's
is this
what I mean.
New Raul?
He's on form. He's on form.
So after the end of that one, I felt like Kim Joy was in the lead. I was like, KJ's got this, you know? Felt good about it.
Kim Joy's going in the lead, but I feel like it's very close.
Yeah.
I'd say it's Kim Joy, mm-hmm. Rahul, Ruby.
Yeah.
Okay. Going into the last one.
And then what we got next?
Technical, and this
is absolute nonsense.
What you didn't like it?
No, I did enjoy it, but it was just like,
jump the shark a bit.
Just why in the final?
Yeah, I
mean, there was so much more technical challenges where it was really hard.
Yeah, but it was something different, wasn't it?
Do a barbecue.
So they're cooking outside on a fire on a bit of stone.
Yeah,
and this actually reminds me of the Great Pottery Throwdown. You ever watched that?
Yeah.
They did one where they had to go outside.
In what? Put it in a kiln or whatever.
Well, no, they had to like put it underground in fire.
Oh, a glate, like a yeah.
It was like an old-fashioned way of doing it. But that's a different. I mean, if that show's cancelled now,
is it? We lost it.
It's brilliant, though. I'd do
that again.
Podcast about that niche. In a heartbeat.
Yeah, absolutely.
What a show, though. Yeah, so if you're into Great Pottery Throwdown, just at me on Instagram.
Harry Monahan.
It's just at Harry Monahan. I'd be up for chatting about it.
If you don't want to talk about that, at Ross Drummond. Yeah. Anything else. But
so they're cooking outside.
Yeah.
And basically, I've made a few notes. It is quite a funny one because they're all struggling. I've just written, everyone fucks it up.
Yeah, because they just...
Have you ever made a pitta?
You want that trademark pocket, don't you?
Yeah. The thing is, I feel like they've all probably made pittas, but none of them are on fire outside.
No. The pitta, what cuisine is that?
I'd say like Mediterranean, Middle Eastern.
In my head, again, I'm going to sound... I don't mean this to sound racist.
Yeah.
But if you... Like, Raoul's always talking about all the Indian cuisine and stuff, he knows. Yeah. And Ruby, again, she says, oh, people always expect me to know.
Yeah.
But then every time she says expect me to, she then also pulls it out of the bag.
Yeah.
It's like, you're just making... a naan, really?
Oh, I don't know. I think they're
a
different.
A naan and a pitta is not a million miles away.
They've had a naan this series. Well, I mean, any bread experts in, tell me how different...
Brexpert.
If you're a Brexpert, tell us how different pittas and naans are.
Tweet us.
I feel like they were all... I feel like pitta as a concept is one they could all comfortably do.
Yeah.
It's not advanced, but then I feel like they did that on purpose because the way they're having to cook that is really hard. And they all basically fuck it up.
Yeah. What I liked is that when they're making, because they have to make a baba ganoush, salsa verde, and something else.
Something else.
But they're doing the peppers. They cook them.
It was a red pepper thing.
Red pepper.
Yeah.
I like Ruby used gloves to put her thing. Kim Joy, didn't give a fuck.
Straight in.
Let me touch the flames. Straight in with them. And then they had to heat up when they made the naans, they had to heat them up on the slate.
Yeah.
Have you ever watched the Netflix murder series, The Staircase?
No, I haven't.
Because Rahul used a blow poke.
He did. That was funny.
And that is center to The Staircase. If anybody has ever watched The Staircase, I think you'd enjoy, like, you might enjoy that reference because that matches what I thought of.
So do you reckon that's more or less niche than Great Pottery Throwdown?
I think probably a similar level. No, I think that's a big one. It's like people that watch Making a Murderer watch The Staircase. It was a big thing.
What about people that watched Bake Off, which is what this...
Oh, yeah. Fuck. I completely forgot about something.
Okay, tell me.
So you know I host the other podcast, Ain't Talking About Van Halen.
Yeah.
It's a Van Halen podcast. You'd think there is no way in hell anybody that listens to a Van Halen podcast would know anything about Great British Bake Off.
Sure.
Last episode we did of Ain't Talking About Van Halen, me and Steve Allen York, I mention, in America it's called The Great British Baking Show. I don't know why it's called Bake Off, right? Said that on the program.
Yeah.
Posted up the new app. First comment from a listener. It's called Great British Baking Show because in the US there's a flour company, as in FLOUR, that own the trademark Bake Off. So that's why it's called the Great British Baking Show.
Wow.
You heard it here first. Exclusive. Baking Bad exclusive.
Who's this person?
Factoid.
Did you give them a little link to our show?
I don't know if she's been listening or not, but maybe she... No, I think she did listen, potentially, because she said, I... big fan of both the shows. I can find her name.
Good.
Yeah, I'll give her a little shout out.
Shout out to the info.
Yeah, yeah. C- I was like, what are the chances of that? Well, that to me was like the most positive experience I think I've ever had on the internet of community. Do you know what I mean? Like
giving you facts and
well, just like the world that we live in, it's like a dark place, isn't it? But you know, people are like, yeah, you know what, Andrew Davis answers.
Cheers, Andrea.
Nice one. So anyway, sorry I interrupted there, but we're on the fire. Do you think any of the like dads that were watching Bake Off got annoyed about like the poor misuse? Do you like barbecuing?
Love barbecuing.
Do you know what's on my CV?
What's on your CV?
You know,
CV?
Like you put like the likes or interests.
Yeah.
Keen barbecue.
That's good. Now, you know what? I used to be a runner for a production company.
Yeah.
They had like a terrace and a barbecue.
Mm-hmm.
I was a big barbecuer there.
What's your specials?
I'll do it all. You know, I feel like...
Sausages.
Sausages, burgers, your classics.
Do you make the patties, sausage, or do you hamburger patties, or are you just buying them?
Look, I'm going to M&S.
Oh, okay, because I make a nice patty.
Do you?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, yeah, I'm not
saying... I'm a keen barbecue. It's right there on the CV, Harry.
Yeah, I don't know if I'll endorse you.
Glazed. Thank you. I appreciate that.
But yeah, and you know, I'll do the veggie options.
Yeah.
Halloumi on there.
Yeah, of course. Delicious.
I'll give you a good one.
Go on.
This is for veg options.
Yeah.
I think, we don't want to just eat meat.
This will be get people's taste buds going now. It's November as well. Like,
Yeah. Nice. Well.
Cozy barbecue. Bonfire night, maybe one last hurrah.
Do it on the fire. Yeah. You want a barbecue with a little hot plate.
Yeah.
It, right. And what you do is you get a courgette.
Yeah.
You're gonna chop it like that?
You're slicing it, yeah.
Slice it? No. You want to chop it lengthways.
Whoa. In half? Or strips?
Strips of. If you've got a peeler.
Yeah. Peel the courgette?
Peel it in ribbons.
Oh, wow.
Then what you do is you oil up your hot plate.
Sure, make
it
greasy.
Loads of oil.
Yeah, slip and slide.
Whack it on there.
Yeah. What's
happening
next?
This is cooking quick.
Yeah, sure.
Flip it.
Yeah, don't get them burnt like they had these pita breads.
No, thank you.
No.
And then...
Carcinogenics.
Whack them in a bowl, because you want olive oil here. And then they just live in that oil.
Right.
Salt and pepper.
Ooh, and you just pick one out and...
Yeah.
Slip and slide down.
You might
throat.
Have a salad on the side. Oh. You pop them... That's just a little tip.
What's it called that? What's that dish called?
Well, you tell me, Ross. Not everything needs a name.
Yeah.
Right.
Just call them Harry's courgettes.
Harry's slippery courgettes.
Slippery eels.
No need to chew.
Yeah,
swallow
them
down like an oyster.
Oh, yeah. Harry's summertime oysters. Harry's veggie oysters. What are they? Courgette, mate.
Oh, I don't have any teeth. Don't need them.
Oh, I've got a small mouth. Doesn't matter.
Yeah. Well,
it's
that's
so
me.
Oily, it's just going to go straight down.
What I'll say, Ross, is there's been a trend as there's been less contestants. The podcasts have been getting shorter and shorter.
Yeah, you think this one's cutting?
This one's getting long.
Well, you stop giving these bloody great tips, mate, and I'll stop.
And do you want to give a description of how I'm sitting with my mic?
You're very casual right now.
I'm very casual.
How do you... Yeah, you're leaning back.
Leaning back.
I've got a new mic stand arm.
It's,
you're enjoying it, aren't
good,
you?
It's good, yeah.
It's getting
right
and
close.
Isn't it? Yeah,
it's
yeah, yeah.
Close.
Hot and heavy. I'm just sat sort of normal, aren't I?
And I'll say... And got a... Whiskey and Diet Coke.
End of the season special, isn't
this
it?
This is the first time I've had
a
drink.
We've got a candle on.
Candle on. This is the first time I've had a drink since week one.
On the show?
On the show, because I thought week one...
It's a little loosen up.
It was a bit much.
You'd have needed one of those courgettes early on, loosen you up.
And for the listeners at home, you'll know, week one, everyone was really quiet except me.
What, the first time?
We were still working out
Surely
the
levels. I wasn't quiet. I mean, you've been very kind.
No, I mean levels.
Oh, levels. Well, that's more on me. That was just my setting.
So it was just me sort of drunk and shouting into the mic. And you couldn't hear anyone else if you were on the tube.
Not anymore. Week two. Ross is talking a load of shit. Don't worry about it. Oh, every week, actually. Yeah, it was better when he wasn't here. Anyway, so Raoul, the other thing, Raoul sat cross-legged at the fire.
Like he's camping.
Kumbaya. But then I enjoyed the, yeah, the Ruby at one point scraped off all the burnt bits. She went, I'll pop that back on now. So good.
Yeah, that was.
And then, so yeah, so.
Kim Joy.
Taste.
Kim, yeah. Joy won. Rahul, yeah. Second. Ruby last.
Not saying I came last. Came third.
Classic Rubes.
Classic Rubes.
Stay positive. Thinking. Why
put
not?
That on your put it on a post-it note.
And then they go into the deliberation room and they kind of say where we're at. And Noel says, so Kim Joy's ahead.
Yeah.
As you'd expect from, she finished first in the technical and she probably got the best feedback
in the donut. Yeah.
In the donuts. But Paul sort of says, you know, technical, they're basically all shit.
Yeah.
So that doesn't matter.
Yeah.
And then donuts, wasn't much in it.
Yeah.
So it's all down to the showstopper.
He said the baking will choose who wins.
Yeah, and they have a little bit of banter.
A bit of banter, don't they? And my favourite bit, I don't know if you wrote this down, is Rahul. They cut to Rahul, and he says, I'm just going to have a good night's sleep, come tomorrow morning, have my glass of milk, then cook my best, cook my everything. They said that. A real person, an adult in his 30s or late 20s.
That's brilliant. And not just an adult, like a highly educated...
A fucking doctor, drinking milk. When was the last time you had a glass of milk?
I mean, it's not in memory.
Right. I used to have a bit... Do you ever have Nesquik?
No.
With the powder?
Do you?
No, not anymore, but I did as a kid. I probably had that more recently. It's a bit like when you're a student, you're like, oh, should we buy Nesquik?
Yeah, maybe I had a Nesquik as a student.
Yeah.
But glass
or
milk.
A milkshake, but not like, ooh, thirsty.
Oh, yeah, well, I've had a milkshake.
Yeah, milkshake, but that's different, isn't it?
It's different. That's
but an actual,
up.
Like, breakfast in the morning, Frosties, ooh. Cheerios. And then a glass of milk.
No, you're not having cereal and a glass of milk. Because that's a cereal. I don't really eat cereal because it's basically a glass of sugar.
What do you have
milk.
For breakfast?
Toast, man.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. What? You don't like toast?
No, I don't mind it. I just
Marmite on.
No, I don't. I've never had Marmite.
What? Why not?
I don't know. Because I've been.
Scared
as a kid, my mum told me I probably wouldn't like it.
Oh,
and I've
no.
just never tried it.
No, you'll like it. What about Bovril?
Yeah, that Bovril. That's just like roast beef, isn't it?
Yeah, well, Marmite's just like less beefy Bovril.
Okay. Slap it on the toast. Yeah, maybe I'll have it. I think I've had Marmite crisps. They're all right.
Well, I think you're missing a trick, mate.
Final challenge now, Harry.
Final showstopper.
The showstopper. An incredible landscape, Desiree.
When I hear this, I'm not happy about it.
You know, visually exciting.
I want a big cake.
Textually astounding.
I think a few tears.
Yeah.
Big cake.
And it needs to taste amazing. I'd agree with you. It was... When I think back previous years, and listeners, if you are fans of the Bake Off show, you'll know there's been some serious showstoppers in the final. Big
yeah.
tears. Many tears.
Yeah.
Literal and physical tears,
yeah,
in baking and in a human secretion sense.
Yeah.
Was that?
Yeah, I mean,
you're on board with that.
But
so,
yeah, it's, so
what would you have as your landscape? If you had to make it, what would your landscape be?
Good cue. I didn't think of this, so I'm gonna think on the spot. So it's probably going to be something stupid.
Okay.
Just so you know.
I've just thought of something that I'm going to say, so let's see what you go.
So that's good for you, isn't it? Well, I would choose...
Yeah.
A cityscape.
Ooh. Yeah. What would you call it? Kind of Harry's heart in the city?
Harryopolis.
Oh. It's like SimCities.
It's... I'm thinking SimCity.
I've come up on the show before.
Maybe it's got like a river running through it.
Yeah. Alien invasion.
Bridges,
yeah,
towers.
Okay, it's quite a lot of like. What would you do? Like
cakes, square cakes.
There's buildings,
skyscrapers.
get the scissors out, make sure they're all uniform.
Yeah.
Classic Ruby.
That's what I'd do. What would you do, Ross?
Great Wall of China.
That's good.
But I'd do it as like, do it as, what you call it? What's that called? What's like the different colours? You know, it's like pink, yellow.
Like a cross section.
Yeah, what's the cake called? Mr. Kipling's. I'd just buy those and Mr. Kipling's. And then get that spray gun that they got and then dash it all grey.
They were going mad for the spray gun, weren't they?
We just go and just like, go, if he ever got asked, like one day we're, you know, we're not two idiots talking about Bake Off on a whatever Thursday night, and we're like, we get to be on the comedy, like, you know, the Bake Off for Stand Up to Cancer Bake Off.
Yeah.
I just come in, boxes and boxes of Mr. Kipling's, dash them out quickly, just unwrap them all. And then just bang, bang, bang on a plate, spray paint them on, be like, here you go.
Build it like Legos.
Yeah,
All right, so what are the contestants doing, Ross? Ruby, she's doing a magical unicorn landscape. Someone's stepping on Kim Joy's toes.
Yeah, look out.
As Noel says to Kim Joy, he says, you know, Ruby's doing unicorns, stepping on
Ruby's
toes.
What does Kim Joy
say?
Well,
she obviously just laughs and it's just like, no.
And then she like does that thing with her shoulders. She can't say a sentence without lifting her shoulders or tilting her head. It's not possible for Kim Joy to go. Ask me a question. Ask me how I am.
How are you, Kim Joy?
Oh, I'm fine.
And Ross has done a little shoulder shrug and then a head tilt.
She can't.
That's just how she is. That's who she is in her heart. And Kim Joy is doing Lost City of Atlantis.
Yeah, I like that she got Sandy to go help her. She's like, can you find out
the Greek for...
for Atlantis. And she fucking did.
Yeah, of course she did. QI.
Yeah.
Rahul is doing the Royal Gardens.
Edible Rock Garden.
Brilliant.
I like this because he was talking about like British colonialism and like how they went off and...
Yeah. Well, yeah. And then he loves it, basically.
Yeah.
He's probably from a rich Anglophile. Indian family, isn't he?
I think he is, though, is he? It's hard to tell. You can't really get the vibe. Well, he's obviously from a British English family.
You know,
this
is... I'm going to give you a fact here about India. India has the most PhDs per capita. And if you think of one of the most populated countries in the world, and they have the most PhDs per capita.
That's India. It's a smart country.
Very education.
Have a guess, a listener. Two people that don't have PhDs.
Two people that don't. Scotland is actually... No, I don't. Nah, probably quite low, isn't
I'll confirm I do not have a PhD.
I don't.
Have you got a PhD?
I don't, no.
Barely got a degree, mate, haven't you?
Barely got a degree. Yeah.
I've got a degree in music business, so
we could all get one of them. You've heard my songs.
Yeah, exactly. That was a highlight.
Maybe I'll do a farewell song.
Well, I quite like that. Yeah. Okay.
So he's doing that, and I think the big event of this was the glass smash, wasn't it?
Yeah, I mean, the heat. Huge shattered gas. I've written, in all caps, shattered storage jar gate.
Yeah.
Glass everywhere.
And I think that sort of shows how hot it was.
Hot in that kitchen.
Because I think we
always say,
if it's too hot, get the heck out.
And that jar was like, I'm out. I've had enough. It couldn't even, it kamikazed itself.
Yeah, so, and then, you know, I feel like that's
what I enjoy is you got to see all that behind the scenes of, like, people sweeping at, you know, you're going to run, or you would have been out there, bloody sweeping up the glass. But then you can see, like, Raul got a bit kind of demanding. Oh, I need this jar, I need that. And I wonder how much they get to do that with the production team. Request stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, I haven't got enough jugs. Oh, I haven't got enough this pan. Oh, the other thing I thought was funny is that even in the final, they all stay in the same stations.
Yeah.
So they have to do that walk-up where they have to carry really heavy things from, like, Raul's, like, right in the middle, and I think, like, Kim Joy is, like, right at the back. So, you know, like, where they, like, present at the end. It's, like, such a distance to carry stuff.
Just cram up, have some chats.
Yeah, exactly, It's like, you're right over there, kind of straining your eyes. Anyway.
But he gets an extra 15 mins to make up for that. I felt like he had to start again. I was like, you know what?
Yeah.
I don't know, but when it was happening, I knew this, because this has happened before that they've done a staggered...
When?
Some, I can't remember what happened, but I remember someone, a similar thing happened where someone had to start again and they sort of staggered their time.
Yeah, that bit where Paul Hollywood was audibly going, I think Raoul's pushed himself too much.
Yeah.
I like that.
Drama.
And then Sandy kissed him on the cheek.
And then he said...
You can kiss me on the forehead if you like.
He would say... No, he said, I would like it if you kiss me on the forehead.
What a weird thing to say to another human.
Again, I think the forehead kiss is like a sort of...
parental thing.
Culturally, you know.
Oh, yeah.
A little blessing and a
Danish,
kiss.
Yeah.
Give you a... So, the taste.
Hmm.
Ruby, well, she's burnt the caramel, as we saw while she was making it.
Dash
and because she sort of says, oh, I think I burnt this.
It'll be all right.
Oh, well.
Classic Ruby.
And then the first thing they mention is the burnt caramel.
Nice crisp shortbread.
And it looks crap.
They all look crap, I'll be honest with you.
Overall, it's just not good. And I think it's like, all right, well, she hasn't won after
mint
this.
Mushrooms were very delicious. I like mint mushrooms.
Mint mushrooms like that were sort of melted.
Yeah.
But yeah, when Ruby's is tasted, it's like she's out the running.
Yeah, she's done. You're done, mate. Cheers for coming.
And then Rahul, his green pond. All right. His looks mental.
Yeah.
But it is also quite visually impressive.
Yeah, it looks like a...
Did you watch Stranger Things?
I did, yeah.
It looks like the upside down world.
Yeah, agreed. I like that. R.I.P. Barb.
That's why it's sort of like a... If he was like, I'm making like a spooky world.
Yes.
You'd be like, that's amazing.
That's good, yeah.
Because it was like the structures were good. Everything was well made.
One
but
person,
it was just a bit green, wasn't it?
Yeah, very green. One person that's definitely never watched Stranger Things. Raoul. Does have Netflix.
I mean... 100% never watched it.
Yeah. Never had a donut.
And then, but his all tastes great.
Yeah.
They love
praline,
it. Every aspect.
Shoe, cream, and cardamom. Everything's good. Chocolate cake with orange. Perfectly baked. So clever with the thinking things through. I was going to say, he looks so stressed. He does genuinely look pained, doesn't he?
Yeah. Yeah. And he's sort of, because he's made two big cakes.
Yeah.
Shoe. And then the biscuits.
Yeah.
And they all go down well.
Yeah.
And then we have Kim Joy. Hers looks the best, but not
Paul's
good.
Paul's hair is a new one. He's like, this doesn't really feel like it's come together, this. It's like...
I think, because both Ruby and Rahul made two cakes.
Yeah.
Ruby, her three aspects were ginger biscuit.
Yeah.
Like a tiny ginger cake.
Yeah.
And
Paul says this is a missed opportunity.
She's really, really...
I thought we were going to get
played
more tears.
...within herself there.
Yeah.
She hasn't...
She's not pushed herself.
And then the flavours aren't great.
Yeah. Oh,
it looks, you know, all right, but not to her usual high standard.
No.
So I think, for me, after the comments, it was obvious who was going to win.
Yeah.
Because, you know, yeah, I think it was obvious, right?
100%.
And then
I was on, but I was like, "Nah, you've done this. You've flopped it."
Then we go outside for the results.
Right, now here's where EJ comes back up, because you see the B, don't you? You see,
big man
B, the Bumble, Mr. Bumble. EJ sat next to him, isn't she?
Yeah.
What's she got on her head?
What's she got on her head?
She's got an umbrella hat on, hasn't she?
I did not see that.
I went, fuck off.
Oh, like, my God, it's like Urkel.
You know that? It's like the headband and then there's a small umbrella attached to it.
That's brilliant.
You're going to be on national TV. 7.5 million people watch the Bake Off final. Oh, what will they wear on it?
Hot day, isn't it?
Hot day. Bring a fan. Umbrella on your head like a dickhead. EJ. Shout out to EJ. I quite enjoyed it, but just the thought.
Yeah, no, I like it.
I love it, but just like, really?
That's good.
Then
That's
he saw Rahul holding his pretend mum's hand.
Yeah, lovely.
Oh, you've made such a mess on your apron, Rahul. She's like, I'll wash it for you later.
Yeah, I'm your mum.
I'm your mum. Don't ever leave.
And then they announced the winner. And who is it?
So who did you think?
Rahul.
You thought Rahul was going to win.
I was like, he's definitely won. From the comments, it's...
Yeah. Rahul won.
And he did it. It was a good moment.
Well, just before they announce it, Ruby, they all come out and they're all holding hands. And Ruby says, I love you all. And Rahul goes, thank you.
Yeah, that was
like the ultimate, like, Harry, I just want to say, like, I love you. And you're just like, cool. It's like, oh, no.
Yeah, that was good. That was very good.
Yeah,
and he wins, and he's very happy, and they all lift him up.
Yeah.
And he loves it.
He loved it.
And then he says,
I
don't.
He's all teared up. I got teared. Did you tear up at the final?
I was teared up the whole way.
Pangs of emotion.
I loved it. And then he said, I don't know whether to laugh or cry. Oh. I just need to call my mum.
And then he did. And then she's been praying for 10
weeks. She's been
praying. It's paid off.
Yeah. And then she's sort of speaking loads. And we were getting subtitles, but obviously at the time.
Everyone's like.
And he just goes, she's happy. So that was good.
Yeah. And then I would say I was upset that, you know, it's a summer party outside.
Mm.
Get DJ Dan on the deck, surely.
DJ Luke.
DJ Luke.
Come on.
Shit, sorry.
DJ Luke, Sean Ford's favourite.
He could have been spinning a few Calvin Harris
numbers. That would
have
been good. Yeah, it was good to see all the old Bakers.
Yeah, yeah, because you forget about some of them.
John, Big John.
Big John, Terry.
Terry.
Yeah, love it.
All the favourites. Good year for contestants.
Good year for contestants. I liked the bit where Paul Holly was giving him a bit of a hug.
Yeah.
And it was just a nice moment. And then obviously my favourite bit is what they've been up to since.
Yeah.
Ruby, Manon and Anthony been on the old wine.
Oh,
Anthony's a bit of a dark horse, isn't he?
He went out week three, but yeah, I think he made an impact.
Yeah, definitely.
He was a popular guy. Handsome.
Suave.
Handsome gay gentleman.
Yeah. And of course
he could be on Saturday Kitchen.
Yeah.
Come on.
Definitely. Drinking the wine.
Except he can't bake for shit. So
so just come on as a talking head. Terry's been hanging out with Bryony.
Yeah.
Do you have the letter that Terry wrote to social media? Is it on the Bake Off?
It's on the Bake Off official Twitter for sure. Okay. Probably on the Instagram as well. Because I'll just give you some background. Terry doesn't have any social media. And I think someone had showed him all the tweets and stuff of everyone. Because I think at the end of the episode where he got eliminated, he mentioned that his wife passed away and how the process had helped him and he'd had such a great time.
And I made some sort of inconsiderate jokes about it.
But overall, including us, everyone was really touched by it.
Yeah, it was lovely.
Love Terry. And so instead of going on social media, which he doesn't have, he'd written a letter and the Bake Off team...
They gave it a little RT, didn't they? Let's retweet.
Well, they didn't retweet it.
They posted it because he doesn't have the ability to tweet, does he?
So I'm going to try and find it on my phone now by just Googling Terry Bake Off letter. You know.
And then we should tell... So, you know, this is the last episode.
This is it.
But is it?
For sure, no.
For sure, no. But we're going to be back, ladies and gents. You heard it here first.
Yeah.
Any of our American listeners are going to be particularly excited. Why would that be, Harry?
Because we are going to be covering the Great American Baking Show.
Yeah.
And
with Emma Bunton.
Yes.
Emma Bunton. Baby Spice. Who was your favorite Spice Girl?
Baby Spice, yeah.
Emma was,
kid,
yeah.
For sure.
And then... Paul Holly was on there. Two other people, I don't know.
Yeah, so I think...
It's a whole new adventure for us. It starts November 10th, so it's actually in 9 days' time.
Can't wait. We'll work out a schedule.
Yeah.
And we'll let you know.
Yeah.
But I think, basically, if you're like, oh yeah, I would like to watch the Great American Baking Show, but you know what? One of the great things about Bake Off is the sort of, you watch it and everyone's watching it and you can chat about it. You know? But now with this, you can watch this and you can listen to our podcast.
Yeah,
Tweet at us. Because that's the funnest thing about Bake Off, isn't it?
Yeah, it's the banter.
Discussing Bacon the characters.
Banter. Yeah.
Shall I read Terry's letter?
Please do, yeah.
Okay. He's got very nice handwriting, but that's sort of nice handwriting that's hard to read. So bear with me.
Quite a long one.
I would like to express a massive thank you to everybody who has supported me and my family over the last few months. We are so overwhelmed by the huge response we have received, and I'm particularly grateful for all your kind words online and on social media.
Other different things.
It has been a difficult time since the loss of my wife, and when my daughter applied for the show on my behalf, we never could have expected the wonderful reaction that we have experienced and continue to receive. In the tent, it was tough and difficult at times. A melting Eiffel Tower, for example. Thank you all for seeing the vision. But it has been so very enjoyable, and I have made some wonderful lifelong friends. I am very excited for the future, and again, would like to say a huge thank you to everyone for their love and encouragement. Yours, Terry.
That's lovely. That's lovely, Terry.
Love you, Terry.
Love you, Terry, mate. Just don't bake us anything.
Yeah, just do some art instead.
Yeah. If Terry had some art available, would you buy it?
If it was reasonably priced, yeah.
I 100% would as well.
Did we?
Oh, that's the end.
Do we have any more?
We said Sean. Sean's not with us.
Sean. Well, my song.
Oh, of course. Yeah. All right. Well, to play us out.
Okay. Just grabbing your guitar.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Take that. Got a hat on it. I'll pop it on.
Oh, I like it. Let me just maybe I'll do a little film bit of content for, the gram.
Do you?
What have you got for us?
Well, I don't know how to play guitar, as you know. So.
Yeah.
Okay, so it should just be a roundup of the show.
Yeah, or just maybe like your final thoughts of, you know,
okay,
the series as a whole. Well, we've been Ross. I've been Ross Drummond. You've been Harry Monahan. This has been Bacon Bad, and yeah, we'll see you for the Great American Bacon Show soon.
Bacon Bad. It's over now. We've had cakes, we've had bread, but now we'll knock it on the head. It's over now. We've got Rahul and Kim Joy, Terry and John. The work is done. And we're gone now. So listen to the podcast again.
Down, down.
Listen to the podcast again. Oh. We've got DJ Luke and shitty little Dan. I love them all, except that shitty man.
Oh, you got it there. That's beautiful.
Bacon Bad. Ooh.
That's nice, that.
Bacon Bad. I think I'll leave it there. End on a high.
Literally. All right, guys. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time.
Cheers. Thanks.
you're like the consummate artist. You like drop the mic. You're done. They've heard their songs.
I was thinking, what happened there? I just went for it.
You just went for it. I enjoyed it.
All right. Cheers, guys.
Bye.